With Yom Kippur coming up, I thought it would be appropriate to take some points to ponder for Yom HaKippurim in this year 5775. The first one focuses on the concept of Vidui, which is so fundamental to all of the Yom Kippur davenings. My Rebbe, Rabbi Schachter, would often quote Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, who noted that the Vidui follows an Aleph Beis pattern. He noted that the Eicha also follows the Aleph Beis pattern. Is there a connection between Vidui with an Aleph Beis and Eicha with an Aleph Beis? Rav Schachter explained that when we sin, the gravity of the Averos are so great we don't know where to begin to rebuild on them. Korban also creates such a great loss we don't know how to atone for it. By using the Aleph Beis, it gives us a structure from within which we can begin to contemplate and rebuild the connection to Hashem and to atone for our misdeeds. And so Vidui, like the Eicha, begins with an Aleph and ends with a Tav. Yom Kippur night, we begin the Tfilos by reciting Kol Nidre. The placement of the Tfilah of Kol Nidre at the start of all of Yom Kippur seems to be most interesting. And one needs to question and ask, why is it that Chazal decided to start Kol Nidre as the opening tefillah of the Yom Kippur season? Salderach Adrash, the Radzina Chassidim, point out that the Radzina Rebbe had a wagon driver whose name was Rebbe Yoina. Rebbe Yoina was once with the Rebbe, and he told the Rebbe that the tefillah of Kol Nidre can also be reinterpreted. He said, Kol is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Nidre can also be read Kol Nidre, that Hashem doesn't want us to dray with Him. And over the course of Yom Kippur, we shouldn't drag God around. If we're careful not to dray, then our HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be careful not to dray Arayin with us as well. And so perhaps we open up by saying we're going to stay true to our words. And thus we begin the Yom Kippur Tefillah. The seminal Pasuk of Yom HaKippurim is the infamous Pasuk, the fact of the matter is that it's a reminiscent of a famous comment that takes place when Yaakov Avinu meets with his mother in preparation for going in to see his father to receive the brachos. Yaakov tells his mother, "Hein achi Esav ish seir v'anochi ish chalak. My brother Esav is a hairy man. I happen to be a very light man." Ravoch Shalita explains that this is like the bald person who goes into a field with his friend who's full of hair. When the wind blows, all of the leaves and the chaff that spin around stick to the one who has the hair. And the same thing is true of Esav. It sticks to sin. Sin sticks to Esav. But when sin falls on Yaakov, Kibayom Azeh, on this particular day, that's the day that Yaakov Avinu just brushes it all off him. It doesn't stick, it winds up getting wiped away. The pasuk continues, Kibayom Azeh Yichaper Aleichem L'tahir Eschem Mikoch Atoseichem. We can be purified from all sins. Lifnei Hashem. Rav Yehuda Tzedakah notes that there are two types of Tara, primary Tara and the complete and total Tara. Now, man often thinks to himself that we'll never achieve perfect and complete Tara. To that, Rav Tzedakah says that this approach to life is not correct. We shouldn't just shoot for primary Tara. What we need to believe is that if we take the steps, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us through the rest of the process. And this is what Rabbi Akiva told the people. Ashreichem Yisrael, praise are you, Am Yisrael, lifnei mi atem etarim umi metar eschem. In front of whom are you going to become tar, and who is metar you? It's a double process. If you start it, right, lifnei mi atem etarim, then Avinu Sheba Shamayim will be able to go ahead and end the process. Hashem definitely helps out, and thus it's lifnei Hashem tetaru. The center of the Yom Kippur day is the Avoda, the service performed by the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. And when the Rambam discusses the matter in Sefer HaMitzvos, he notes that we're all commanded to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. It's not just a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol. This is in diametric opposition to the Sefer HaChinuch, who notes that no, it's actually a private mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol. So why would the Rambam attach the rule, the mitzvah, to the entire Jewish people? Rav Asher Weiss Shalita explains that there are two different rules in the Beis HaMikdash. The Avoda of Yom HaKippurim specifically, and Avodas Beis HaMikdash that's done on Yom Kippur. So for instance, the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, which take place all the time, happens to be, they also go ahead and are done as part of the Yom Kippur service, but are not Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Technically speaking, these extra parts of the daily service which take place on Yom Kippur are not the requirements of the Kohen Gadol. He happens to be the one who performs it, but he need not perform it according to the Rambam. Since this is included on the Avod of the day, the Rambam writes that it is the mitzvah on the entirety of Am Yisrael, which is being conducted by the Kohen Gadol in order to achieve kapara on behalf of the people. But in short, because there are aspects that are not unique to the Kohen Gadol, but rather he performs them, then by definition, the entirety of the day, the Avoda, as a whole, has to be seen as a mitzvah of the entire nation. The Kach Tfiloso Shel Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol would offer a tfilo when he would come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and perhaps by looking at that tefillah, we can provide another interpretation to the issue of for whom is the mitzvah of the avoda. When we think of over there, we may find an answer. See, if we look at our machzor, we'll note that the text of the Kohen is that one of the things the Kohen would ask for is a shana where we will be ola litzion berina, that we will go up to Yerushalayim. Question has to be raised, if the Kohen was already in Yerushalayim, why would he ask for a shana where we would go up to the Yerushalayim? Says the Taz, you need to understand that the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol has been enriched through the years, and is the right place to add for our own needs in our own current time as we're reciting our own tefillos. And thus, perhaps we can suggest the Rambam also knows it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. If we're in Eretz Yisrael with a Kohen Gadol, it's an active process. If not, it's a Uneshama Parim Sifasenu process. This may also explain why we fall to the ground in our shuls when we talk about the fact that the Kohen Gadol would be Korea Umishtachave. Now, most of us are not in the actual Azara, nor would we be allowed to be there. Still, at the time of the recitation of the Avoda, we treat it as if we were there ourselves. And therefore, each and every one of us plays a role, and therefore each and every one of us has a responsibility to reflect and think of ourselves accordingly. The tefillah of Yom Kippur is as if, and needs to be treated as if, it's being performed in the Beis HaMikdash, HaBenuya. Mincha time, we read the famous Mafta Yonah, and Rav Shaul Yisraeli Zatzal suggested that one of the reasons for reading Mafta Yonah on Yom Kippur might be the message that everything that happens to the world happens to get us, B'nai Yisrael, who are compared to Yonah, to open our eyes and our mouths on behalf of the world at large. That is to say, the nations of the world, and according to the Yalkut Shimoni, each nation of the world was represented on that boat. The nations of the world all wanted to cry out to Hashem, but the fact is that only we know how to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore the nations ask us, Malach HaNirdam, why do we sleep? Yonah reminds us to take it all in, to look at the Tsar HaGadol, to see why world events happen, and to recognize that it's all for us, and for us to achieve our destiny in the world, L'sakein Olam B'malchus Shakai. Finally, in the context of Ne'ilah, and by the way, in the context of Yom HaKippur, of Erev Yom HaKippur, and we recite the Shlosh Esrei Midos Piyut. And there we make the phrase, V'ira Elokim Ushpelas Ad She'ol Tachtiya. And literally, it's the city of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's been diminished. But Rav Arala of Primishlan would often note that Ira Elokim here refers to Hesorus for spiritual matters. He bases this on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Im Ta'iru V'im Ta'oru Es'ahava Ajatechva. In other words, although we tend to be awakened and infused when physical matters are on an agenda, Ir Elokim Ushpelas, he says, the arousing that it takes for spiritual matters tends to be diminished. We need to think and wise up to spiritual matters as well. Sometimes in life we can get very, very excited when we think our own physical needs will be taken care of. Ir Elokim Ushpelas. when we start davening, spiritual matters need to be on our agenda at the forefront as well. Wishing you and your loved ones a Gemar Chasima Tova.